This is the third chapter of part 6 prose forms. Name of the chapter: The Short Story. The short story is a brief prose fiction of no specified length. Its length varies, ranging from an anecdote at one extreme to the tale of many thousand words at the other. Though a lot of discussions have been made over the nature, scope, definition, and length of the short story, yet no definitions have proved acceptable to all students and critics of fiction. The Columbia Encyclopedia explains that the length of a short story usually falls between 2,000 and 10,000 words. H. G. Wells says that it should take more from 15 to 50 minutes to read aloud. Edgar Allan Poe prescribes his precepts on the short story that it should take from half an hour to 1 or 2 hours in its perusal. In other words, it should be finished in one single sitting. Sedgwick forms his opinion that a short story is like a horse race. It is the start and the finish that count most. Somerset Maugham holds that a short story should be finished product of art with a beginning, a middle, and an end. But, on the other hand, Chekhov contradicts the artistic skill and thinks that the short story should not have either beginning or end. It should only be a slice of life. Thus, it is impossible to define the short story precisely in terms of length, but it is no doubt clear that the short story is too short to be published as a volume on its own. In respect of theme and subject matter, the short story has the immense range. For example, it may be concerned with a scene, an episode, an experience, a happening, an action, the exhibition of a character or characters, the day's events, a meeting, conversation, a fantasy, an aspect of life, a moral problem, and innumerable other motives which might be included in the list. Thus, the short story can deal with a tremendous variety of motives, and they have before them a wide range of material from which themes can be drawn. It has become so flexible form that it is impossible to crystallize it in any definite shape, and it will be a futile attempt to enumerate the types of the short story because its possibilities seem almost endless. It is absolutely wrong to consider that the short story is a reduced form of the novel. It is a completely different literary genre. It has its own formal structure, its own usefulness and importance, motive and plan, and specific requirements of matter and treatment. The short story has its usual elements, plot, character, and setting or atmosphere. But each of the elements is not dealt with in details as are done in the novel. In the short story, any one of the elements is emphasized and rest of them are only hinted to give total expression. The characters are few, the time short, and the place constant. As a matter of necessity, in most cases, it observes that dramatic unities. It is restricted in character and situation and is concerned with creating a single dynamic effect. It focuses on a single character in a single episode and reveals him at a particular moment, but it is with sufficient circumstantial detail to make it vivid and memorable. Keeping in view all these things, it may be said that a short story may be classified into five different categories, though this classification is not rigorously ascribed to it. Roughly, the short story may stress action, character, idea, or emotional tone. But Hudson, on the other hand, cites the statement of Stevenson that there are three ways of writing a story. You may take a plot and fit characters to it, or you may take a character and choose incidents and situations to develop it, or lastly, you may take a certain atmosphere and get actions and persons to realize it. The most important characteristic of the short story is its brevity. It cannot present life in its variety and complexity, but deals with some one phase of character or experience. Therefore, the subject chosen by the artist should be of nature and should be of a nature that can be treated and handled properly and precisely within the prescribed limits. The short story should have an organic growth, clear outline, well-proportioned framework, and completeness. It must create a single effect and convey the impression of finality so that the reader desires neither an opening or a continuation beyond the final sentence. The short story must also have a unity of motive, of purpose, of action, and unity of impression. According to Hudson, it must contain one and only one informing idea, and this idea should be worked out to its logical conclusion with absolute single aim. The short story must be characterized by economy of words and directness of method. Words are to be used for their emotive rather than intellectual power. The superfluous and irrelevant material must be discarded that distracts from the desired effect. It must not contain the word which in meaning or tone fails to point to the preconceived effect. With brevity and concentration, the short story demands a particular care in all the details of composition. The writer must select proper point of view to establish immediacy between the reader and the story. He must distribute emphasis in proportion and depict the details of the description, which must be in brief and fully justified. The writer must also be conscious whether or not the story logically follows the different stages: the exposition, development, conflict, climax, anticlimax, and denouement. With this tightness of form, the artist should visualize the end in the beginning. Historically, the short story is not a new form. It already existed in ancient Egypt, Greece, India, and Arab In the Middle Ages, anti-Ranisha, myth, legend, parable, fairy story, fable, folktale, anecdote, essay, character study, and the ballad are found, which are the types of short narrative. It can also be traced in the Bible, the accounts of Cain and Abel, Ruth, Joseph and his brothers, and in Chaucer's Canterbury Tales. But the short story as an independent literary form is developed and established in the 19th century. Edgar Allan Poe, who is supposed to be the originator of the modern short story, first expounded certain fundamental principles of the short story techniques. Reviewing Hawthorne's Twice Told Tales, Poe formulated a theory which gives a new turn to the writing of short narratives. The short story flourished in magazines of the 19th and 20th centuries, especially in America, which has a particularly strong tradition. That is why Frank O. Connor calls it the national art form of America. A group of American writers made a very considerable name for themselves in this genre. The main five ones are Ambrose Bierce, O. Henry, Stephen Crane, Jack London, and Sherwood Anderson. The other worth mentioning story writers are Sir Walter Scott, Catherine Mansfield, R. L. Stevenson, Rudyard Kipling, Conan Doyle, H. G. Wells, D. H. Lawrence in England, Balzac and Guy de Maupassant in France, Tolstoy, Chekhov, Gogol, Turgeny, Dostoevsky, Dostoevsky in Russia, and E.T.A. Hoffmann in Germany. This chapter is now over. Thank you.